Join me by the fire. Walk towards the light, the living glow against darkness. Stumble. Shed your tangled skein. Here by the fire. Time lengthening as it slows. To hear what you have to say. For the first time, words next to fire. Freight of old trains passing in the silence. Flames explain. Here, let me feel as you are. Unburdened, warm by the fire. I love this poem. It is about walking towards the light. And as we walk and as we join the circle of friends gathered around the fire, there's this sense that we have been given freedom, permission, a place and a time to be ourselves, to shed our tangled skeins here by the fire. The tangled skein is the stuff that we carry. It's similar to the freight of the old trains, but it originally seems more manageable, doesn't it? All the stuff that we gather up over the course of our life, but don't really take time, find space to lay it all out, to sort it all out. And then one day it just becomes unmanageable and we decide to live with it. And so we stumble and we trip. We trip over our own stuff sometimes. And the fire is an invitation to shed the tangled skein. The fire is intentional because it doesn't place a burden on you. It instead takes the burden from you. It creates a venue to be seen, to be heard, to be felt, whether we find the words or not. Somehow who we are and what we carry and what's important to us somehow comes right next to the fire, words next to fire. There's a commingling of our stuff and the fire's flame that's eager to eat it all up and take it away, and with the people around us, with the fellowship, with the communion of saints, there is a leveling here. Without the same kind of structure around it that would create in us a response of having to show up in a certain way or perform or even become part of the structure. So there's a relational, a base relational element that is pictured so well with a gathering of friends, a circle of people who have nothing to prove, gathered around a fire, and who are just content to enter in to that space where time does change, doesn't it? If you've ever sat around a fire, you know that time lengthens as it slows. It deepens. There is a whole different way people share themselves, share the space, share in whatever somebody else might be saying, share in how people are feeling, share in what God might be doing around the fire.